So welcome, Mabes.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So we are lucky to have you because you've moved to London now.
I have, as of last week. I'm a London girl, yeah.
But you're back for your birthday. Belated happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I was 25 on Saturday, so closer to 30 now than 20.
Think about it.
No, but bring it on.
Onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards. Yeah. Powering through this really tough testing time, obviously, for all creatives. And not just the people that create the art, it's everyone involved in the production and you know, making the industry what it is. It's been a tough year for us lot.
Yeah, certainly has.
But you can do is power on.
That's right. Through. And you're full-time as well, which makes it even worse, doesn't it?
I am full-time, just about. I'm actually about to start a Depop account and put on few of my clothes that I don't wear because I need to pay some rent now, obviously, living in London.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm really grateful for, obviously, the last year or so has been amazing for me in terms of really sort of making the start on my career and seemingly making, you know, a dent in the local sort of music scene, and just bring on the next year.
We'll let the listeners into a secret. We actually worked together very briefly in retail in Billericay High Street,
and can you believe it?
Can you believe it's 8 years ago now?
8 years.
Yeah,
really?
2012. I left first, and then I think you left shortly after.
Yeah, I was 16. It was my first ever Saturday job, and you worked in. I don't know if we can say the name of the show.
We'll leave it. But we
did work together, and I remember talking to you one Saturday and saying that obviously I was in music.
We've kept in touch. Yeah, I always remember your passion for music, and also John Meyer as well. I remember you used to mention John Meyer. You used to love John
Meyer. I also remember
you uploading your first ever songs to YouTube after that, and then of course you did your Little Love single, which is still in your set list today.
It is, that stood the test of time, that one. I was 16 when I released my first ever EP. Obviously, at that time, there were no streams. It was all iTunes, and you buy the single for, I think it was 69p at the time. And I made it into the singer-songwriter charts on iTunes at number 13, I think, it peaked on that week. So, that was a small victory for me at 16 years old. And now I'm obviously lucky enough to be doing it full time and have an amazing musical family behind me that are really supporting me and pushing me to the next level. So, I would have been doing lots of festivals.
We'll come on to that. I've got that. You quit for a while, didn't you? You got a job in the city.
Yeah.
Do you think that was because you didn't have the right team behind you then?
I think it was a lot of different factors. Just because somebody offers you the dream doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be the right fit for you as an artist. Mm-hmm. And it totally is about the people that you surround yourself around. Totally. However, I also do stick by the fact that I think I was just a bit too young to comprehend what I was signing up for at that age. I see lots of young people going on talent shows, The Voice, X Factor, and absolutely no disrespect to them. I think it's amazing, and they've got some gumption to be able to stand up in front of pretty much a live nation of Great Britain and do that. But for me, I wasn't quite sure who I was in my person and also as an artist. And I think I had a little bit more living to do before getting to this point. And like you mentioned, I was working in Moorgate in recruitment, construction recruitment actually, for 3 years. And I had good days and bad days like everyone. But I did really actually enjoy it. It was a steady job. I earned okay money, I guess. I knew what I was getting paid every month, put it that way.
The commute was bad though, wasn't it?
Oh, the commute was horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. And what a rip-off, Greater Anglia.
Yeah.
but quite honestly, I had days where I'd be daydreaming out the window and thinking there's more to this life. And when I had this amazing opportunity come up with my manager now, his name's Al, and he is just amazing. And he's really, over the last 2 years, helped me to believe in myself. Because when it didn't work out, first of all, when I had a little venture in my teenage years, I was really, really downhearted and kind of broken, I think, by the experience. And heartbroken is a good way to put it. And I kind of had to pick myself up from rock bottom and convince myself I didn't want to do music anymore. It was too much stress. It was too cutthroat. And I convinced myself that I didn't want to do it. So when I met Al, he it took some time for me to warm up to the idea of going back into music. But I have absolutely no regrets. But I guess what I'm saying is that without those three years out and... Yeah. The kind of realization of what I really want and my priorities and what makes me happy, I wouldn't be in this place right now if I hadn't have had those lows.
Yeah.
So yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
Older, uglier, wiser.
And then 2016, everything changed. You went to Nashville. Was it a songwriting camp? Was it?
Yeah. So yeah, that was right. It was actually 2 years ago, last week, I think. We've still got our WhatsApp group up and running from the trip. It was about 15 UK writers and about 10 US writers. So the US writers all came from Nashville, and the UK lot came from sort of all over the UK. And yeah, we all went over there. We stayed, or we wrote in this guy's house. We all obviously had our own sort of Airbnbs and hotels and stuff, but we wrote in this guy's house for 5 days. We had a morning to write a song. Some groups were coming out with 3 songs in a morning. Hmm. Don't ask me how that happened, because that definitely didn't happen in my group. I like to, not that their songs weren't good, but I'm very particular and fussy about lyrics. I'm constantly going over with a fine tooth comb. So I could only manage 1 song in a morning. And then we'd break for lunch, and then in the afternoon we'd go off to a top studio in Nashville and record it. And yeah, it was intense, very intense.
Yeah,
and I was thrown straight in the deep end. But my God, Nashville was just an incredible, inspiring, electric place.
Yeah, I know.
I'll never, ever forget the buzz that I came back with. It didn't fade for weeks and weeks.
And while you were there, you wrote the song which changed everything, America.
Yep, that's right.
Tell the listeners the story of that. I mean, I know it, but the listeners won't.
Yeah. Okay, so the song was actually written in the Spotify studios in London. However, the inspiration for the song came completely from the Nashville trip. So when I went out there, I made good friends with a girl from the UK, another writer. We got on really well. We're still in touch today. And she met we were obviously all together writing. She had a thing, basically. She had a fling, a love affair, whatever you want to say. These two people had a spark. So one of the US writers and my friend, they had a thing. And it was just the most romantic connection and the cutest, the cutest thing to witness. Because she'd been telling me a couple of days before she actually opened up about how she felt about this guy, she'd been telling me that her past relationships and experiences had been really negative and bad, and she had a lot of doubt about love and relationships. So this cute little love affair happened, and the inspiration for the lyric of the chorus actually came out of my manager's mouth when we were on our way back to the airport. We were sat in this little cafe and we were just looking around, people watching, you know, taking it all in before we go back to the UK. And breathing in the southern air. And we would, and she said to me, there's a lot of people in America, isn't there? And I thought, that's such an obvious thing to say, but also so true.
Mm.
And then relating that to the fact that seemingly at the time, you know, my friend had found a soulmate, and who knows how many soulmates you have in the world, but they had a connection. And I think that that's so special, that they met each other at this, you know, they didn't expect it. Their paths crossed at this moment in time, and they had a connection, and there was nothing but love there. And it inspired me to write America.
Are they still together?
Don't ask me that question.
But the song, though, I mean, it's had 9.6 million streams on Spotify.
It's kind of
amazing,
really weird when people say that out loud.
Yeah.
And actually, I make a habit not to look at my figures, because sometimes it can be overwhelming, I think. Mm. And all I'm concentrating on at the moment is not how many streams I've got compared to the next artist.
Yeah.
And how many followers I've got compared to the next artist that started maybe later than I did, or at the same time, or 4 years before. I'm concentrating on writing the best music and the best material, taking from the best influences, opening my ears and my brain and my heart to the old, original stuff where all of the people that we listen to now have taken inspiration from. And that's where the gold, that's where the magic is, in all of the originals, the people that did it first.
Yeah.
Because that's where the original magic is. So that's what I'm spending my time doing, and obviously trying to better my songwriting skills and, trying to tone up my songwriting muscles. And this year, songwriting-wise, has been up and down for me, because during lockdown, I didn't write a bean. I didn't write a single song for 3 months.
Wow.
I was sitting in my room for hours and hours and hours with my guitar and my lyric book, and I just couldn't write anything. Nothing came
out. You're usually quite prolific, aren't you, with your songs, I think?
Yeah. Well, I think lockdown was a real scary time for all of us. We now know, it's not easier now, but we definitely know a lot more about what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that, but then the conference today again has got us all thinking what's going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
But we all know now what we're dealing with. If we do go into another lockdown, we're going to be better prepared for it, blah, blah, blah. But at the time, I think subconsciously, I was so, subconsciously stressed from it all. I know we all raised a beer on New Year's Eve and said, 2020 is going to be my year and all of this. I know everyone did that. But for me, I had such great things planned.
I know, I'll come on to some of those.
Lifelong dreams that have...
Some things,
I keep telling myself they're not being cancelled, they've just been put on hold. And that's...
Yeah.
And I'm really, in the grand scheme of things, I'm not suffering at all, because I've been able to go to the studio still and release, obviously, songwriting is my therapy.
That's right. So, you've released quite a few singles this year, haven't you?
We'll
come on to that after. Should we have a song now?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so, what's that first?
So my next single comes out on the 24th of October.
Yep, Caught
and
Out.
It's called Caught Up. Yes, it is.
Caught Up, right, yeah.
Caught Up, and it's actually inspired by somebody very close to me who is currently in a relationship with someone that lives far away.
Mm-hmm.
And during lockdown, they weren't able to see each other. So that brought its own challenges, obviously, within the relationship. And this song is about dreaming of seeing your love again in person. And one of the lyrics in the first verse is... counting down the days to see your face, because somehow on a screen it's not the same.
No.
So we've got all of these technologies and all of these ways of communicating, but it's just not the same as being in person. So
this is a bit of an exclusive then. This is the first time played?
It is.
Anywhere? Well,
it is. Yeah.
An exclusive for Phoenix.
An exclusive. Yeah.
This is my
world exclusive.
Yeah. Okay.
There's also a video coming out for it, which I'm really proud of as well. So 24th of October, Caught Up comes out, and here it is.
Okay.
Thank you. Counting down the days to see your face, 'cause somehow on a screen it's not the same. Dreaming of a day when I can let my head down and lay my head down on you. Dreaming of a place where I can be myself now
And we can get caught in the moment, lose all our focus, forget the work we gotta do. Move in slow motion, taking no notice of what this world is coming to. And get caught up in the moment, up, 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 caught up, 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 caught up in a moment with you. Caught up, 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 caught up, 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 caught up in a moment. We know that we're on to something real, but I'm losing touch of how it feels. Dreaming of a day when I can let my head down and lay my head down on you. Dreaming of a place where I can be myself now, and we can get caught in the moment, lose all our focus, forget the work we gotta do. Move in slow motion, taking no notice of what this world is coming to. And get caught up in the moment, up, 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 caught up, 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 caught up in a moment with you. Caught up, 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 caught up, 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 caught up in a moment. Dreaming of a day when I can let my head down and lay my head down on you. Dreaming of a place where I can be myself now, and we can get caught in the moment, lose all our focus, forget the work we gotta do. Move in slow motion, taking no notice of what this world is coming to. And get caught up in the moment, up, 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 caught up, 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 caught up in a moment with you. Caught up, 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 caught up, 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 caught up in a moment.
Yay.
Well
done.
Thank you.
So that's out on the 23rd, is it? I've got
24th, I think. It's Friday.
It's the Friday,
I'm
okay.
I'm pretty sure, yes. 23rd, Dad's saying 23rd. I thought it might be the 23rd.
Yeah, I thought it was the Friday, the 23rd. So yeah, you've released a lot of singles this year. Yeah, Might As Well, Stuck in the Rain, Slow Drowning,
yep.
Keeping the Noise Down. That's my favourite one, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Great.
Too Young to Love and Danny. That was a Phoenix A-list on that one.
Oh, amazing.
So, yeah, I've played them all on my show. I think I've played
brilliant.
More songs from you,
thank you so much
than anyone else, because you've released so much this year. Do you think there'll be, like, an album or a vinyl or anything like that in the future?
So, I have many hopes and dreams that the Wait and See EP or mini album, whatever you want to refer to it as, because it's a 7-track, so it's kind of in between an EP and an album. I have big dreams that that will come out on vinyl next year, hopefully.
Great.
Just for people that want to collect vinyl, people
yeah.
that are passionate, obviously, about having vinyls and records.
Yeah.
Also, kind of for a personal achievement thing, because I've always wanted to have a vinyl.
Yeah, they're really back in fashion, big time.
They are
aren't they?
Coming
yeah.
back for sure. And I've had lots and lots of people asking me online on Instagram, Facebook, if I'm going to release any vinyls. So that's a dream of mine
yeah.
that will hopefully come true next year. And then next week I have a listening, well, we call it a listening party. I've got about 30 songs from this year. Not saying that they're all necessarily good, but I like them all. So what we're going to do is we're going to sit down with me and my music family, and we're going to listen through them all and shortlist for an album for next year. So yeah, that's the plan, but it's forever changing in the current circumstances as
yeah,
well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we'll see what happens, so don't hold me to it.
So, yeah, obviously you've lost a lot of dates this year, live dates. Great Escape,
yeah.
Cambridge, Live at Leeds.
Yeah, Barn on the Farm.
Yeah, such a shame. I was going to the Great Escape as well.
Yeah.
Do you think the lineups will go ahead next year with you'll be on the bills for those, do you think?
I mean, I sincerely hope so, because I have never done the festival thing before, the festival scene, and it's something that I've always dreamed of. So I really hope so, but again, there's a bigger picture to all of this, and if lives can be saved by just one more year of not having live music, obviously, like I said before at the beginning, lots of people are going to suffer, potentially lose their jobs, the people in the production and the people that bring it all together, which is really sad. But there's nothing we can do about it.
That's right.
We just need to, I mean, without getting political, I think the government should be doing a little bit more to support the industry. But but there's not an endless pot of money, so it's really tough. There's no right answer.
Yeah. And I know some socially distanced gigs are back at the moment. Yes. I've been to one. I'm going to one on Wednesday. But
I'm wicked.
I don't think you said you were too keen on... It's not a priority, I think you said,
so,
for you.
Yeah, for me, I do it for fun, and I'd absolutely... Every time I get contacted about a gig for charity, if it's possible for me, I'll always do it. But I think at this point, I want to be on the bill for, you know, supporting artists and obviously festivals as well. So, you know, if it works out, I'll do them. But I'm not actively seeking live gigs at the moment. And actually, in a weird way, the Instagram live has kind of taken over from, it's filling that void at the moment. I'm not saying that it's the same feeling, because you don't get an applause afterwards or the audience interaction, but it is filling a void for now, and I am really focusing on my writing, and I'm kind of on a roll with that at the moment and really in the zone. And yeah, I'm going through a lot of stuff in my personal life as well this year. I mean, everyone's going through it this year, but especially me, my circumstances have changed dramatically with my family and also my personal life. And I feel like whether I like it or not, it's just all coming out in songwriting, which is a therapy. So that's my priority, is to get the songs, to gig them hopefully next year. However, I did on Friday have my first band rehearsal with my new band.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah,
so Shout out to James Burgess, Harry Green and Joe Dolman, who are my new band. I'm super excited about. And the rehearsal was absolutely awesome. So
good.
I really have high hopes for us.
But yeah, because when I saw you live, I think it was the one at Colours in Hoxton, a couple of the songs, I thought this'd be so good with a band behind you, some of these tracks. Yeah.
Well, you wait. I mean, it would have obviously happened this year at the festivals, but it is what it is. And hopefully next year you'll be able to hear that. And I'm super excited.
That would be great.
To announce something that's not just Mabe's Acoustic.
Yeah, that would be good, yeah. And hopefully you'll do a few more tours, support tours, because you did some really good ones before lockdown.
Yeah.
There was Billy Lockhart.
Yeah.
My favourite one was the Ingrid Andress one.
Ingrid was great.
That was amazing, because it was all real pure music fans. There was they weren't all chattering like you get.
Yeah.
And you went down really well.
Yeah, I think I have to be super selective and conscious when I make decisions to support people, because there's no point supporting an artist or a band that have completely different listeners to your own. So those two fit so well. Ingrid, obviously, country singer, country music.
She was great. I didn't really
know.
She's
such a rock chick as well. Such a great performer. Mm. And her fans obviously were, you know, they absorbed my music and listened and were very welcoming and friendly. And obviously Billy as well, proper musician. He really, really is one of the most talented people that I've ever met. So both of their fan bases are super musos. They love music and lyrics and songwriting and melodies and the whole, you know, the way that a song comes together and the ups and the downs and how it flows. They really feel that. So, yeah, they were perfect. They were perfect to support. And I am so grateful to everyone that obviously is now following me from those tours. And hopefully more will come next year, providing that obviously venues open up again.
That's right. I know you you said you really enjoyed the Billy Lockhart one, particularly because you was touring all around the UK, weren't you?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
I've always had a dream to travel. Never had the money, mind you. But if I can now travel with my music, I don't really care about being a millionaire, billionaire. I care about living and experiencing. And if I can do both at the same time, I'm a winner. I'm rich. I'm rich with life experience, which I think, for me anyway, at the point that I'm at right now, it is means a lot more. It's a priority. And I think that actually lockdown for a lot of people, like speaking to my friends, it's made them realise their priorities. And actually what social media and maybe your peers and the world tells you is a priority, really, when you break it down to the bare bones and reflect, the real priorities come out, and that is experiences and living life and seizing life and living for today. And I think people are going to go forward now with a real different mindset, and I think it's going to change us for the better. It's going to take time, but I think we're all going to go forward with a better outlook on life now.
Let's hope so, yeah. I've got a couple of questions that have been sent in.
Mm-hmm.
One says, I think I might know the answer to this one. Who's your favourite among your contemporaries at the moment?
Oh.
I know you mentioned...
So...
Laura Marling used to be...
Well, yeah, stuff. Laura is the reason that I started playing guitar. So she will always probably be my go-to answer. However... I've been listening to a lot of 80s music recently, and actually that's coming through a lot in my production. I'm really getting into the production side of things as well, and knowing what direction I want, or if there's a sound missing, or if the bass needs to come up, or it needs to be simpler, and that stuff that I've not really had the chance before to get involved in, because my stuff hasn't had that. So I'm listening a lot to the 80s music, and their bass lines and their guitar solos and the simplicity but the effect of the production. Yeah. I mean, George Michael as was my... George Michael, Mary J. Blige. Obviously, it was a Stevie Wonder track, but they covered it. And that was my lockdown anthem. That I was listening to that every single day because the realness and the grit in that song is, for me, phenomenal. Obviously it's a worldwide hit, but the 80s, I've been doing a throwback to when my parents were young and what they were listening to. Also a bit of pop cheese, but Katy Perry has always been an inspiration. Mm-hmm. You know, I love how I watched that movie that she did, the docu-movie, and she was so honest and open about having to change her path to obviously get to where she wants to be. But actually, she has fun with the pop stuff, and that's what I'm sort of starting to do now, is keep real and true and still write the music, but also have a little bit of fun and loosen up a bit.
Yeah.
And also spread happiness. Even though I'm not going to say that, you know, I'll never write another sad song, I'm really enjoying writing happy, upbeat things at the moment. And also, there's a band from Nashville called Avenue Beat, and they released a song which has a swear word in the title, but it's F2020. And I think that all of the TikTokers out there will definitely know this song. And they released an album called The Quarantine Covers. And they've got some really, really beautiful covers on there. And the guitar work and the harmonies have kind of really inspired me. So yeah, a mixture.
Yeah.
But you can't pin me down as to what my favourite genre is, because it's changing every single day.
Yeah. And another one here, I think this is sent in from an Andrew Brooks. Your favourite album of all time?
Favourite album of all... Oh, that's such a tricky question. Okay.
It is.
I'm gonna say, because I've said Laura Marling is my absolute idol, and the Alas I Cannot Swim album is hanging, I've got the vinyl cover hanging framed in my room. But I think it's gonna have to be John Mayer Continuum.
Ah, back to John, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's timeless and it's genius, and it's so effortless and so powerful, and yeah. That has to be John Mayer Continuum. And honestly, if anyone has not delved into John Mayer and his music, just put that album on. And if you like Jimi Hendrix, if you like real songwriting, he's your man.
Okay. So I know you were saying you don't really take much notice of figures, but you've got 9,000 followers on Spotify, 24,600 followers on Instagram. Also, TikTok. I don't do TikTok.
Yeah.
But you had something on there, had 95,000 views or something on there.
Yeah. So
incredible figures, aren't they?
Yeah. Actually, the TikTok thing was kind of bittersweet, actually. It happened during lockdown, and I went viral on TikTok, but it was people, kids that were bored and angry,
right.
And they were kind of making fun of my song.
Oh, the America one.
Yeah. However, once I started speaking up about it, and I wasn't angry at all, because, you know, my song was getting attention, and at the end of the day, I need all the streams I can get right now to pay my rent.
I think you just laughed it off anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried to laugh it off. And also then people started to switch sides almost and then sort of defend me and sort of say, you know, leave her alone and stuff. That for me, it, in a weird way, I'm so grateful that it happened, because I've now got a thick skin going forward.
Yeah, going forward.
And I understand trolling, where I never understood it before. Mm. I always thought, I don't know. I didn't understand it, the whole kind of the mental psyche of trolls, I guess.
Yeah.
Now I realise that people that spend their time commenting nasty things on YouTube or on my Instagram ultimately have their own issues, and that's as simple as I can put it, and as diplomatic as I can put it, because yeah, you just have to learn to not take it seriously.
That's right. Yeah, but it was really good. I remember you did a Zoom little party. Do you remember you did a Zoom party?
I did. Yeah.
I was there for that. But I turned my camera off because I was eating spaghetti bolognese at the time. So you wouldn't have seen
the worst
me.
Worst thing to eat on camera.
So, but that was really good. It was really good to see you've got fans all over the world, America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really lovely. That was a real humbling, heartwarming experience.
Yeah. It was good.
Mind you, it took a lot of effort to arrange and get everyone tuned in at the same time.
Yeah.
And obviously all the technicalities. I'm not great at technical stuff and computers, but yeah, managed to pull it off, and yeah, to see everyone's faces laughing, dancing, singing along, it was brilliant. It was just the medicine that I needed when I was feeling a bit low and down in the dumpster in lockdown.
That was one of your singles, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I can't remember which one.
Too Young to Love, that was for,
yeah, good. Yeah, should we have the second and last song? And what one will you play now for us?
So this song won't be coming out until next year.
So another exclusive for us.
Another exclusive.
Yeah.
And this one, I thought I'd play it because I'm on Phoenix Radio.
Yeah.
I thought I'd play a song titled Radio. And it's about hearing a song that you'd normally skip if it came up on your shuffle on your phone. But if you're listening to the radio or it comes on the radio, you can't skip it. If it's in a shop or a taxi in this instance. And it brings back memories, fond memories of a past love. So this is Radio, and I really hope you like it.
Okay, thanks. This is Mabes then. And thanks for coming, Mabes.
Thank you so much for having me, Andy.
And don't forget, listeners, their single, Caught Up, is out on the 23rd. And check her out on all those social medias I was telling you about. Take it away.
I'm not missing yet, I'm just kinda reminiscing us. But don't worry, cause life goes on and on. I think I lost the photographs, I usually just skip the track. Every time I hear that song, the song in the backseat of a taxi, hearing songs we used to know. Will someone help me? Cause there's nowhere I can go. I thought about you late last night when I heard it on the radio. It took me straight back to that night you played it on your stereo. And there's something about that melody, it got me feeling 17. And now it always gets me every time I hear it on the radio. Think it went da-da, ba-dee-da-dee-da, da-dee-da-dee-da, da-dee-da-dee-da. You took me to that restaurant with ripped jeans and kickers on. I was mad, he was sad, cause you got it wrong. So, remember when I threw you out? I'm laughing cause it's funny now. Stupid things that we do when we're all young. In the backseat of a taxi, hearing songs we used to know. Will someone help me? Cause there's nowhere I can go. I thought about you late last night when I heard it on the radio. Took me straight back to that night you played it on your stereo. And there's something about that melody, it got me feeling 17. And now it always gets me every time I hear it on the radio. Think it went da-da-ba-dee-da-dee-um, da-dee-da-dee-da-dap, da-dee-da-dee-um. Think it went da-da-ba-dee-da-dee-um, da-dee-da-dee-da-dap, da-dee-da-dee-um. Thought about you late last night when I heard it on the radio. Took me straight back to that night you played it on your stereo. And there's something about that melody, it got me feeling 17. And now it always gets me every time I hear it on the radio.